In Craig, Colorado, you'll find a beautiful painting of a cowboy on horseback crossing a stream. The painting has quite a story, as people will travel hundreds of miles to see it, and there was a worldwide audience that watched it be created. The story behind it is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
It all began with a simple refurbishing project at the County Museum.
Back in 2020, we decided we wanted to refresh a large mural that we had. We really wanted to use a local artist, and one of our most well-known local artists is a really amazing watercolorist.
As Paul Knowles at the Museum of Northwest Colorado explains, the space they had to fill seemed pretty large, and that got him thinking.
I looked up, how big can you make a watercolor? And found the world's largest was in Massachusetts, and it was 15 foot by 8 foot.
Paul measured their space, and it was 16 by 10, which meant this would become the world's largest watercolor.
And this is right during COVID, so we got the funding secured. He gave us an amazing break on what he would charge us to do it, and we did a live feed during the entire process. So we were broadcast around the world during COVID lockdowns, and we got response from around the world.
People who were suddenly tied close to their homes were watching artist Israel Holloway create this massive watercolor inside the museum. It is a stunning piece, very much tied to the area.
So the image is a man crossing the Yampa River on his horse. So it's a very serene, calm type of image. But the man himself is actually Clint Chu. And the Chu family goes back 1904, 1905 in this area, but even earlier into Utah. And it's a family that still ranches here today.
This artwork has become a major draw to a relatively sparsely populated area.
We've had many people, especially art enthusiasts, that will fly into Denver, and they drive all the way out here just to see that. And same with I-80. Well, people driving I-80, which is, you know, an hour and a half away, that jump down here just to see that watercolor.
The watercolor is just one of the many pieces in this museum that celebrate the ranching history of the area. Traveling the countryside in Creighton, Colorado, I'm Andrew McCrae.